Phillips sample P, that's the D's origin here. Today's date is 02/28/2022. Dictation is for Michelle McGee. McGee spells M-C-G-E-E. Michelle spells M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 01/23/1978. This is a 44-year-old young lady here with pain and pressure behind her eyes and runny nose period. Stated that she has a long history of allergies and has been trying to fight the runny nose since last Friday, approximately 10 days ago. 10. Yeah, approximately 10 days ago, she says she's not getting any relief. She says she thinks she's developed a sinus infection. Now, next paragraph. Patient is diabetic and indicated that she cannot afford our medication to control her sugar and would like to have something that is affordable to help with her sugar. She says she cannot afford metformin, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems, patient reports green discharge from her nose, reports nasal congestion. Next paragraph, reports she denies neck pain, stiff neck. Next line, she denies myalgia. Next line, says she's eating and drinking well. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies polyuria, polydipsia, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of rumor, temperature is 97.9, respiration 18, temperature pulse 93, blood pressure is 126/86. Next paragraph, nose congested with green discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, face, no erythema, no edema. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. Abdomen is distended, secondary to morbid obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulla, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgia gait, period. Next paragraph, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2 rhinitis, number 3 cough, number 4 diabetes, in parentheses poor medication compliance, close parentheses. As next assessment, obesity, period. Today patient was treated with the following. She got Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes. After re-examination, she reports no side effects from the medication. The patient was sent home with the following medication: 1, Zitromax, 2 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, Glyburide, 2.5 milligrams. She will take 1 PO daily for 30 days with 2 refills. She was educated on diet and exercises for diabetes. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. And expectation. Correction. She was also sent home with Rivent. Samples of Rivent, 6 milligrams to take 1 POTID for runny nose, period. End of expectation.